Just didn't have enough time. Well, I had enough time to prepare, but was training at one facility, switched facilities, mid-training process. Just wasn't getting the work I needed to run my best time. And now I'm just getting comfortable at the new spot and learning my technique. So figured if I had enough time to work on it, I'll get the time I want.
Are you confident you'll run the time you want from the pro
day? Yes, sir. With the questions, well, it don't really bother me. You know, I still have to go out there and play and put the production on the field, so I don't really let it get to me. You know, I'll run what I want and just stay confident in myself.
Where are you training now?
Pete Bomarito in Miami. Low 4.5. Anything lower is better, so just going to work hard towards it, and hopefully I'll run that. Yes. I just got to do what's best for me right now, and I think it all work out. You know, if I work the best and my hardest, and I think it all work out at the end. I don't. I think I'll only get better. Continue to work, continue to get the best training now that I'm at the highest level. I just continue to push myself to get better, and my game will show eventually.
How do you assess yourself
in the vertical pass? Just work on it. I'm just going to work on it and continue to get better. Learn from guys that's already there on the team that I've been drafted to, and just continue to get better. I don't have a favorite route, honestly. I work on them all just as much as I would work on a slant or a fade. So just love playing football. I love the game, passionate for it, and just ready to get back to work.
Is there anybody in the NFL that you kind of model your game after?
I wouldn't say I would model my game after anyone. I do like the way Dez Bryant played, the way he attacks the ball and make plays and make the difficult plays. So. Similarities there, but I don't like to model myself after anyone. I like to learn and create my own style of play.
Since you're not running, what do you want teams to see from you and some of the other individual girls?
Just my energy for the game, my passion, my competitiveness, and any other things I do. And, you know, just my personality. Learn more about me and just get to know me as a person.
Who's the toughest DB you've ever been involved
with? I mean, I wouldn't consider anyone tough in college. You had teams that had great players, and I just never really got a one-on-one matchup where I can say that guy stopped me or that guy, you know, shut me down. I mean, it was great guys, Cyrus Jones, the guy from Florida, not Vernon Hargraves, the younger guy, Mississippi State cornerback was great. I mean, it's a lot of great corners there.
Baylor wide receiver Corey Coleman, podium C. Baylor wide receiver Corey Coleman, podium C.
Mentally, you know, I just feel like I can overcome anything. You know, I've been through so much in a short time period. You know, coming back from that injury, 2014, to being here today. You know, it made me appreciate the game more. It made me want to work harder. Just continue to get better, continue to push myself to a new level. I just don't take the game for granted, you know. My mentality towards the game is completely different. I've learned and I've grew from it.
Do you sense NFL clubs value that comeback?
To a certain extent, you know. Some look at it as, you know, he can overcome adversity. Some really don't care. So I just feel like I just said I really love the game, how passionate I am. It just showed my dedication towards the game and my commitment.
How's the ball? Do you feel pretty lucky that you're still here now and that you were able to have the season you had last year?
I feel blessed, for sure. Just coming back from that, having a team around me, the players to push me and my family to push me back and still inspired me to chase my dreams and believing in me, you know, I just feel blessed and honored to be here tonight.
Thank you.
The first night, I just told myself I know how I got where I was. I knew what I had to do was work. Some days, you know, I would, you know, be down and be like, oh, man, it's tough, you know, it's tough. But I just stayed with it, kept my faith. My teammates pushed me, my coaches, my family, like I said, and they just made sure I just stayed up in high spirits. And I just continued to work hard. And, you know, it was night and day. It was from 6 in the morning, 11 at night. Sometimes I would sleep in the facility and just stay up there and watch film and watch myself before and just try to get that comfort level, that confidence back. Well, some days I was getting pushed out of bounds and by defensive backs and talking trash to me. But, you know, it all made me the person I am today, and I just don't take the game for granted. Not really. I wouldn't say extra motivation. I just knew we couldn't lose. I didn't want to lose. My teammates played on a higher intensity. We all did. And, you know, just getting that win and scoring the game, you know, the touchdown that put us up, it was big. You know, it was big for me, big for the team. It was just something we all cherished at the time.
Juan, what was it like playing with Chad Kelly, and how did he help raise your game this past year?
Chad Kelly is an ultimate competitor. He's one of the guys that I can say was at a level where he wanted to be just as great as me in his sense. You know, he ran off the field, and it just seeing your quarterback do it, it makes you push yourself even harder. And he's out to practice. He's throwing to you and always want to throw to you. Just always want to do the little things. And, you know, it created a comfort level for all the receivers, not only me, but all the receivers to step their game up, be ready for him when he's ready to practice. Just putting in extra work. You know, he did that nonstop daily. So it improved the whole offensive game, and it made everybody step their game up another level. It's amazing, you know. They say God works in mysterious ways. So just the draft, being in Chicago, me getting hurt last year, and then being back healthy and be able to get drafted in my home city. You know, family going to be there. It's going to be historical. It's going to be an amazing time for me. I'll cherish it. And that's something I'll never forget. Well, I had many friends and family and just everybody back from the Chicagoland area looking at me as a role model, as a guy who's setting the standard for kids coming out of Chicagoland area. So, and I seen the support I had, so I just thought I would share with the fans and create a connection with them so they can learn and see what I'm going through and see my growth as the year went on. And, you know, to this day, people, you know, tell me they appreciate me showing that because they feel like they can accomplish whatever they put their mind to. So it was just something I wanted to connect back with the fans with.
Last one.
What are my thoughts on who?
Calvin Johnson.
That's not something I think about, but I think he's had a great career. He's one of the best to play the game. And it's just someone you would hope to get to his standard and his level of play in that next level. So,
Los Angeles Rams general
all credit
manager
to him.
Les Snead, Cody May.
Thank
Los
you.
Angeles Rams general manager, Les Snead, Cody May.